The first reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desires and insatiable curiosity, will accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and will be diverted to myths. But you, be self-possessed in all circumstances. Put up with hardship. Perform the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will sing of your salvation. I will sing of your salvation. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, with your glory day by day. Cast me not off in my old age as my strength fails. Forsake me not. I will sing of your salvation. But I will always hope and praise you ever more and more. My mouth shall declare your justice, day by day your salvation. I will sing of your salvation. I will treat of the mighty works of the Lord. O God, I will tell of your singular justice. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds. I will sing of your salvation. So will I give you thanks with music on the lyre for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing your praises with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. I will sing of your salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums, but a poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all that she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Can't you just imagine Jesus in the synagogue, and he's just watching people put money in, and some people, of course, they put a large amount, and they make sure everybody knows. And then he watches this poor, poor widow come and just put two small coins, just a few cents, a couple pennies. Think about it, going and someone putting two pennies in the collection basket. And Jesus thought that was so important that he called his disciples around himself. He said, "Look, look, look. You see this woman? She gave more than anybody else. She gave all she had." God is calling you and I again and again and again and again and again and again and again in scriptures to be generous, to not think about ourselves, but to think about others, to think about God, to use what God has given us and make sure we're generous with that for others. And again, as I've said a million times, you can never outgive God in your generosity. Never. You really think that if you give everything, God's going to let you in want? Don't you think this is why Jesus took this poor woman, this widow, and she gives 2 cents, and God calls that forth and says, see what she gave? Do you think that God is outdone in generosity and he can be outdone by you? Oh, if you're very generous, you're going to be wanting and God isn't going to be able to work in your life. I always promise people, when you're generous, I promise you God's going to be more generous than you. That's the key. If you want an abundance in your life, be generous, be generous, be generous, and abundance will come. That's the reality. But if you're stingy, no abundance for you. So today, ask the Lord how he wants you to be generous. Ask the Lord how he wants you to give everything for love of him, and then do whatever he tells you. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.